This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today participated in the 26th meeting of the Council of Heads of State of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization held in Bishkek, the capital of Kyrgyz Republic. Addressing the summit, the Prime Minister called upon all member countries to dismantle the entire ecosystem of terrorist financing, recruitment, radicalization, and safe havens. He said there can be no place for double standards on terrorism. Mr. Modi expressed concern over the ongoing conflicts at different parts of the world. He said wars and conflicts are not a solution to any problem, and all disputes should be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy. The Prime Minister said India supports all efforts that connect markets, facilitate trade, and open new avenues for development. However, he stressed that such efforts must fully respect the sovereignty and territorial integrity of all countries. Deputy Chief Minister Chona May today interacted with Chairman Central Empowered Committee Chandra Prakash Goyal at Namsai. The interaction deliberated on matters concerning environmental conservation, forest management, and sustainable development of Arunachal Pradesh. In a social media post, DCM emphasized that Mr. Goyal's valuable insights and experience will continue to be important in working towards balancing our ecological responsibilities with the development aspirations of our people. Acting on credible intelligence regarding the trafficking and peddling of illicit contraband substances from Medical Colony towards the Club Colony area of Khonsa town, a joint operation was launched by the Assam Rifles in coordination with the Arunachal Pradesh Police and CRPF. During the operation, a suspected individual proceeding towards Club Colony was intercepted. Upon questioning and conducting a thorough search, and the individual was found to be in possession of suspected contraband substances. Meanwhile, the apprehended individual along with the recovered items were handed over to Khonsa Police Station for further investigation and necessary legal action. Capital Police Itanagar, in collaboration with Dehra Natun Government College, today organized an awareness program for college students on cyber security and awareness, NDPS Act and drug abuse prevention, new criminal law, and police public relations. On the occasion, a special briefing was delivered by SP Capital Jumar Basar, who provided an overview of the broader responsibilities of the police in maintaining law and order, preventing crime, and ensuring the safety and security of the public. The awareness program aimed at sensitizing students about emerging challenges concerning cyber crime, drug abuse, criminal laws, and the importance of constructive police-public relations. The Adi community residing in Ruksin, Pasighat, and Mebo subdivisions in the East Yang district have begun celebrating Solung Festival, the main harvest festival of Adi community today. The three-day festivities began at different villages with the hoisting of the Solung flag and ritual offerings to Goddess Kine Nanu for bumper harvest of Sali Pedi and other horticulture crops, besides well-being of the community people and domestic animals. Similar celebrations were also organized at different villages of Pasighat and Mebo subdivisions of the district. Deputy Commissioner of Tawang Namgyal Lagmo today convened a coordination meeting regarding the sacred exposition of the holy relics of Sakyamuni Buddha, scheduled to be held in Tawang from 31st October to 7 November next. Chairing the meeting, Deputy Commissioner Namgyal Agmo emphasized that the sacred relics exposition will be an event of immense spiritual and public importance and is expected to draw a large gathering of devotees. She called for wholehearted cooperation and collective responsibility from every department, institution, organization, and individual for its successful conduct. The Deputy Commissioner noted that an event of this magnitude cannot be managed by the efforts of only a few departments and therefore requires coordinated participation from all stakeholders. She particularly emphasized cleanliness and proper waste management, urging everyone to make cleanliness a regular practice and to raise the subject consistently at every public and institutional forum. The Met Center Itanagar has issued a yellow alert for West Kameng District, East Kameng District, Kurum Kume, Papumpare, Anjo, and Changlang districts. These districts are very likely to receive thunderstorm with lightning and heavy rainfall at isolated places. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.